Blog Talk Radio.
Kí mọ́ lọ́jọ́.
Àjẹyà lẹ́bi mo ṣẹ̀.
Oju ba ma orun ara ko. Oju ba ba ti ma orun ara
ko.
Mo fe kin la kin la go.
My mama, your words are used for my shield. Your love I take for my armor. I just wanna bring you honor. Your baby boy that grew up, I'm a man now. I travel the world. Your baby boy that grew up, you raised me up to be spiritual. I use that just to be lyrical. You a black queen, so royal. I'm the chosen seed of your soil. I'm the black rose of your garden. I'm the strong root that you toil. I'm the green grass of your good dirt. I'm the sidekick that's so loyal, mama.
Mama held it down. If you feel me, make a sound. Say yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause mama, you a queen. If you know just what I mean. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mama, you're my shining star. Yeah, I love you just the way you are. Yeah. I just wanna make you proud. Yeah, with your presence when I rock the crowd. Yeah, leave me low without the conditions. Your motivation is appreciated. You told me gotta have ambition, and I'm grateful. You taught me to never be hateful or spiteful. Living life in the light of the gods, wanna be just like you. The world you speak of really prophecies. If I could write a book on what you say, got a mind that a dumbfound Socrates. A philosophy that's so real. I worship the ground you walk on. The image of the Most High, yeah, that's you. A vision of an empress, yeah, that's you. Through the good, through the bad, you held us down, and I love you for it. Call me mama's boy, I'm all right with that, I love you for it. Cleopatra can't match the stature of mama's beauty. Her angel in the flesh, with your love I feel blessed. You told me that I'm a king, be black and proud, proud. Be with your intellect, never follow no crowd, crowd. Be what they say you couldn't, do what they say you shouldn't. You were chosen for birth, you were queen of the earth.
Mama held us down, if you feel me make a sound. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cause mama, you a queen. If you know just what I mean. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mama, you're my shining star. Yeah, I love you just the way you are. Yeah. I just wanna make you proud. Yeah, in your presence when I rock the crowd. Yeah, through the good, through the bad, you held us down, and I love you for it. Call me mama's boy, I'm alright with that. I love you for it. Cleopatra can't match the stature of mama's beauty. Her angel in the flesh, with your love I feel blessed. You taught me that I'm a king, be black and proud, proud. Lead with your intellect, never follow no crowd, crowd. Be what they say you couldn't, do what they say you shouldn't. You were chosen from birth, you were queen of the earth, mama.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Through Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and this is our Thinking Out Loud series broadcasting live every Thinking Out Loud Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are supremely honored and privileged to have back in our midst the divine master poetess, African mind of the warrior queen who comes to us in the exalted and righteous name of Queen Iya Africa. And we are going to be discussing the rise of the great mother. So an honor and salute to the divine feminine in the African construct, which is the essence and the foundation and the link between the essence and the manifestation into the physical or the material world. We honor and owe an honor to the great cosmic mother, the divine feminine principle, which is key and vital to the inception and cultivation of African people. So in honor of those cosmic forces, in honor and owe to the African mother, the great one responsible for us all, we are here gathered and assembled, and we are realigning our minds and beings with the divine great rise of the Divine Feminine and the Grand Matriarch. So we have the Grand Matriarch in our midst, and welcome her back to Do the Knowledge Radio, Thinking Out Loud Thursday. So again, that phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It's my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others. Back here, one more again, our Divine Queen Mother, Queen Ia Africa, is in the building.
Good evening, brother.
Alafia, Queen Mother.
Alafia, Alafia. It's good to be here on this great day.
Great day.
With a good brother such as yourself. It's always an honor and a privilege to be on Do the Knowledge Radio.
Well, we're equally honored to have you. We know that you don't just go anywhere and speak to anyone. So whenever you are able to grace us with your presence, we are deeply in your debt. So this conversation is centered around the rise of the Great Mother. And we could not have a greater example of the Divine Great Mother than yourself being here in our midst, in the midst of the trials and tribulations that confront us on a daily due to the neglect and overshadowing of that divine feminine energy. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to open up however you see fit, and I'll be along in a second with some things to clear up.
Indeed, indeed. Yes, it's an honor and a privilege to continue the work that our great mothers started so long ago. This show was inspired by a podcast that I had done, Black Matriarchy and White Feminism Are Not the Same. Knowledge asked me on this show to expound on that subject. But I was inspired to do that podcast based on a Facebook post that I had one day. And I had different brothers, you know, saying different things or whatever. And I decided to address them all with that show. You know, our people lack knowledge of their true history. And we even see in the conscious community, the so-called conscious community, regurgitated flat-out false information for whatever reason and for whatever agenda. So it's very important that we have these type of sessions, brother and sister, to be able to enlighten our people from both sides of the spectrum, as you representing the divine African masculine and me representing the divine African feminine. It was said that the pyramids were built from the top down. So likewise, this is how we must approach this subject of unity and the subject of nation building. We have to first start with the mind. You can build a structure, but if the people are not trained to do the job, then that structure's foundation, you know, is not going to be too solid, of course. You know, so even in any job that you go to, you know, you always have orientation. You always have, you know, so likewise, we must begin first with the mind, with our training, if we're serious about nation building and if we're serious about knowledge and wisdom and understanding. So I talked about in that show, Mama Zoe's book, The Sibyls, The First Prophetess of Mami Wata, The Theft of African Prophecy by the Catholic Church. And she states in there that the African woman is the only woman who was not born under the yoke of patriarchy. You know, and we have the subject of submission, you know, going around in, you know, the communities. It's something of old, of course. But a lot of brothers don't realize that this is something that was added to and taken or taken away from the knowledge. So we come with correction tonight, and we come to give overstanding and understanding on the subject of what, you know, these things truly mean and what it is that we must do if we're serious about completing the mission at hand.
That is definitely 1,000% correct. Correction. Oh, man.
Ashe.
Today and tomorrow are very important days of the year for me. 11 years ago today, I did a lecture in Germany, a two-day lecture over the weekend. That was the 21st of November and the 22nd of November, 2008, in Bavaria, Germany. And my Divine Queen Mother, Nadine Gilliard, praise and honor and peace be upon her and my maternal lineage and all of my ancestors. Came along with the Black Dot, A. Rashid, and True Master from the Wu-Tang. And we did a lecture over there in the realm of Know Thyself in regards to knowing and learning your history and in regards to preparing the imagination for initiation and all things dealing with the proper cultivation of the mind, body, and spirit. And I asked my mother to come after she had went to China to study. So I was in Iraq at the time, and we spoke, and she went to China. And I said, what are you going to do when you get back from China? She said she didn't know. I said, well, you're coming to Germany. We're going to have a lecture, and we want you to come over for the lecture. And my oldest son's birthday is the 26th, so it was kind of like putting everything together and having her come and see the family and give her opportunity to present to a room full of people and acquaint them with her life's work. And her life's work was the study of the science of healing through the incorporation of looking for lesions, tears, marks, key weaknesses in the systems of the body through the study of iridology. And she came on this day, you know, God sent my warrior twin, my heart and my spirit. You know, the womb from which I descended from. And as I shared on your show, Kunia, the tumultuous time of the first year or so of my life, the conditions surrounding my birth, and also the contract that was made between I and my mother and father together with this proper cultivation of life and my life's mission, what I had come here to do. So this would set the stage for a bulk of that presentation. She had an hour and a half to speak, and she taught about the key systems of the body and how these systems begin to break down. And as a result of these systems being broken down, you find that state of the key system not being optimal in its functionality, but in a state of dis-ease. So it's causing discomfort, and as a result of the weaknesses of these key systems breaking down in your body. So she was beginning to use the anecdotal type of approach to healing based off of her life story and the life story of our family. So in the process of that time, she was using that divine mother goddess energy to be a conduit of healing for the thousands upon thousands who saw the after effects of this process, the science of healing. And she just told our family story. She told the story of my birth and those conditions of my birth. She talked about hospital in Latin meaning a place to die. You understand what I'm saying? So she was talking about the effects of veneration of our ancestors through the body and through the blood, through the cleansing of the body and the cleansing of the blood, and the consequences of ancestral neglect. The inverse, what happens when you don't do what you do, but just in a like kind of manner, you know. And she used terms in regards to the body and the key systems of the body and their functionality and the result and how these things occur. So my analogy to this situation in regards to correction is not something that is eased. They say the body is diseased when you're dealing with, they call it disease because they like to say things fast. When you start looking at the dis-ease of the system, that means a complete inverse of where it was optimally. So now that there's a process and a journey back to homeostasis, you have the fight of your life and the fight for your life to return back to a state where you can call ease or homeostasis. So now we find inside of this community that is conscious, this virtual misrepresentation of the conscious communities where we live and dwell, we find disease. We find virtual viruses masquerading as righteous beings who would see the divine feminine, the African woman. What is the greatest gift you can receive on the planet, greater than the African woman, the African child? So you would see these fools masquerading as if they are a cure and they are a bigger part of the disease. So not only do you have to fight external, because disease is something that comes externally outside of the body, you have to check the defense mechanisms that exist within the body to ensure that they are truly here to fight out this disease, or seeking to mask itself in a way to infiltrate you further, get close enough to you to destroy you. So you got to see in your immune system if these white blood cells are all truly white blood cells, or are they bacteria seeking to destroy you? You look to your left and right, you might see brothers and sisters and say, okay, I'm all right. And then you find out that your brother and your sister ain't your brother and your sister, that they have been co-opted. And now they resort to the tactics of the enemy. So if you deal with autoimmune deficiency syndrome, you see that the body, the defense system in the body begins to attack itself from the inside out.
Yeah.
In the military, on the battlefield, we call that fratricide. Force on force internally resulting in casualties. So through the enmity and the misguidance and the influence of being in close quarter battle with our enemies, we begin to mimic the behavior of our enemies. One of them acronyms for fear, they say false expectations appearing real. So in the search or the quest for acceptance amongst our enemies in the stage of warfare, we figure that through our ways and actions and speech, that we could be more European than the European and all of our enemies, both foreign and domestic, both internal and external. And then we now find ourselves where you have supposed to be African men. I'll call them Yorugu eunuchs that had been castigated not by our enemies, but self-inflicted, voluntary eunuchs who, instead of being the warrior compliment, the warrior protection, the agreement, the part of the agreement that makes everything righteous, the part of the agreement to where the African woman and the African children are all in a space where they can optimally grow and develop. They have been castrated and castigated, and therefore are not in the state to deal with things optimally because they do not have the optimal reproductive organ that's been removed. So they are at a loss of manhood. So when you are at a loss of manhood, when you are at a loss of man parts, you are no longer a man. Mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically. So you revert to what you think is non-man behavior. So you sit in the virtual world, in the womb of the matrix. You're in the womb of the matrix. You're in the womb of the matrix. You come out of the womb of the matrix. You are hooked up to an umbilical cord. So you're talking about descending from a womb that gave you life, that gave you shelter, that gave you sustenance, that gave you a period of gestation for you to properly develop and come out of that womb to attempt to curse against that womb. You should not have a tongue to speak. You should not have vocal cords to vibrate. You should not have a head on top of your neck. Your man parts are missing. The vital parts of the man have been taken from you. And you're walking around as if everything is okay with your trans mentality. So now, the warriors for the African family have to get rid of you before we get rid of the enemies. Because you are in close proximity. You are in close proximity. You are in closest proximity. And by you being in such close proximity, you are of the greatest threat to our people. to our women, to our children. Because you are no longer a man. So your cowardness, so your foolishness, so your envy, your hate, your jealousy, your misguided being is something that must be destroyed by us as a distinguishing marker so there can be no confusion. Because we say peace, and peace is the absence of confusion, and we are not confused. My mother, was my savior. How then can I, after being saved, then turn to my mother, to my sister, to my aunts, to my nieces, to my cousins, to any African woman that I come in contact with and be in a space of disdain or disgust? I wouldn't be here without an African woman. Or allow it to take place in my presence or within the scope of my knowledge. If I hear about it, I'm coming. And you have these fools nowadays that call that ability to be a vanguard for the sanctity of the African woman and the sanctity of the African family as a sin. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that is. I hear these mentally disturbed mangina eunuchs talking about, yo, bro, you simping. You caping for the black woman. You caping for the African woman. I'm like, yo, how did you get here?
Come on, man.
Who is your mother?
Yes.
So the thing to advocate for African women is simping. The thing to subjugate for African women is pimping. So you okay with the pimping? You okay with the rape, the rob, the misrepresentation, the exploitation of African women? You all right with that? That's cool? So because you don't stand guard, wait, let me back up for a second. You would say that not protecting the African woman is simping. Yet you would want this African woman that you're not protecting or providing for or assisting to be submissive to you. You should be burned alive. You should be burned alive. If you are not in your primary role and function as provider and protector, shut your fucking mouth.
Talk about it.
And if they show mercy on you, you should be in a cage. You should be in a cage. And they should take you out with a leash around your neck and walk you and let you sit in the streets. Because the only thing that's allowed to eat, sleep, and shit in somebody's house and don't have to pay anything is a pet. It's a pet. You're an animal. You should be in the doghouse And they bring you your food and your water out there. And they take your ragged ass for a walk. Children are gifts. So if you don't want to be a part of the responsibility of the sanctity of the African family, then you should be excommunicated, destroyed, or a pet sin. You should be the one submitting. You should be the one sitting under the feet. You should be the one playing fetch, because you are a thing of amusement. You are a thing of amusement. Even the dog has a responsibility to the home as a guard dog. You won't even be a fucking guard dog. What you want to eat? What you want to drink? But you want to sleep. And if you have a dog in your house that does not become a part of the protection from the house, they should be neutered. They should be spayed. They should not be allowed to reproduce, because a coward will only give birth to another cow. So for these fools out here that are running around disrespecting African women with no regard for African children, you do not deserve a life. And you definitely don't deserve the ability to reproduce. So that's about as nice as I could be, Queen Mother. That's about my best behavior in regards to, you know, some of these maladies and atrocities that I see that befall us with these eunuchs running around, masquerading as African men. So, you have the floor.
I want to start with what you said about correction. You know, it's not something that's easy. You know, it, of course, it's difficult and quite uncomfortable. You know, when your mama, you know, or in some cases your daddy, whooped your ass because you did something you knew you wasn't supposed to be doing, or even if you didn't know that you were not supposed to do it, but it was detrimental to your life, you know, or something extremely serious, you're going to get your ass whipped for it. So you'll know not to do it again. So correction is not easy, and it's going to come across uncomfortable and even forceful at times. You know, when we look at the different metaphysical meanings, those of us on this side of knowing, you know, certain biblical principles and stuff, when the Christians talk about the rapture, you know, the Bible doesn't use the word rapture. The Greek word that it comes from is harpazo. And that word means to be caught up by force. So there again, the rapture being caught up, we know that that's talking about being caught up to a higher state of mind, to higher standards, to holding yourself to higher principles. So to be caught up by force is, we can say, in a sense, being made to come to correction, you know, and talk about as nice as you can put it, you know, at this point, it really shouldn't even be about nice and, you know, all that politically, you know, correct stuff on this side of knowing. True freedom knows no oppression. And when I say no oppression, that means no oppression of mind, no oppression of action, no oppression of delivery of divine justice and righteousness, if that's what you're supposed to do at that time. You know, you talk about homeostasis. The only way homeostasis is bringing about balance in the body, when we're talking about the macrocosm and the microcosm, we know as above, so below, as within, so without. We have to balance the masculine and the feminine, you know. And any, like you said, you know, anyone who is not truly on that wavelength, but you over here playing, you know, in this awakening game, you need to be removed. You need to sit your ass down somewhere because you out here capping purpose, you know, and it's detrimental. Our people are steadily dying because we got fools running around here that can't listen to correction. Where did you seem to think that your mama didn't have any power over you? When, what, at what age do we stop respecting mama? When, tell me what school, tell me when is that okay? You know, and we got these brothers running around here with all this dominant and disrespecting the black female. Since when does that become okay? And you wonder why you running around here being hunted down like dogs and they're getting away with it by these police officers. Because you are out of divine order. Because your true protection, you said fuck her. You said she ain't shit. You chose not to raise her, but you call yourself a leader. Well, lead her out of her bullshit, black man. You know, it disgusts me when I see, I'm talking about, it makes my butt itch, literally, when I see brothers on that. And then when you so stiff-necked and stiff-headed to where you will see and hear divine wisdom and correction coming at you, but you're going to find some kind of way to, you know, excuse it or dismiss it, as if you're hurting the deliverer of that message. In the macrocosm, you are, but you're hurting yourself way more. You wonder why things don't quite work out, or even all the little things that you're going through that you won't dare tell nobody. All of that stuff comes from you disrespecting the divine African principle. She is healing. She is the Ashe. She is the mental balance that you need. She is your relief. You know, we got to allow someone else's actions to dictate what you choose to do is really some weak-minded shit, basically. You know, and it says that you have a imbalance. You are not balanced in the mind. You don't even understand why you must, in order to elevate, respect, you know, the divine feminine. You're not going to go nowhere. You're going to be out here perping. You know, they talked about them being eunuchs. That's exactly what they are. You know, on a deeper note, we talk about the emasculation of the black man. Y'all look at things all physical. You don't even understand spiritually. You emasculated yourselves long time ago when you chose to stop being supporters, when you chose to stop being providers, when you chose to stop giving a damn who and what and how your seed came up on this planet, when you chose to not care about being there for them. You emasculated yourselves. You stripped yourself of your masculinity. You know, Mama Zogby talked about in her book, you know, and I talked about it in the show that inspired this one. You know, we see people going around here talking about this blame game thing, you know. Oh, it was this one's fault and that one's fault. Now, that's counterproductive. But if we want to, if we operate with truth, you know, she tells you in her book that it was the patriarchy that turned against the matriarchy. So at the root way back, all these brothers is talking about, y'all want to be talking about these times and when the government made you put them out your section. Like, man, are you serious? Are you that small-minded? This shit been going on a long time ago. And the leader that you said you was failed. Chose to side with the enemy. But nevertheless, we're here right now. So what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? We look at so many, we call yourselves spiritual, but you only look at the physical. You know, you're spiritually transgendered.
And I say spiritually because you're trying to take on the divine, the cosmic role of the divine feminine when that's not your role. You spiritually transgender. You don't even see you don't even have the mental capacity because you refuse to honor the divine feminine principle within you. You don't even have the mental capacity to be able to deduce it in any other dimension of thought other than this third dimension physical. You know, and if that's the case, you know, if you care about yourself, if you can't care about nobody else, if you care about yourself, I'd advise you brothers to stop doing what you're doing and sit down, because there is coming a time to where if we think shit is already bad for us, you know, we don't fall in line. All this shit is going on because we won't fall in line. Because there is a division, because we're talking about unity. The unity begins in the mind. We need to build this pyramid from the top down. And if you guys are serious about this, and if you care anything about your blood, your children being able to be born in the world, you would get in fucking line and stop playing with this shit, because it's no joke. You cannot lie to the spirit realm. I don't care how many people we got hollering black power. I don't care how many marches. Clearly, we ain't did what we were supposed to do, because we still in this bullshit. We still ain't got back to being at the apex of all things. We still haven't got back to being architects that create things that it takes eons to even be able to recreate, and still haven't been done. You know, we're not going to get back there if we don't bring about homeostasis in the macrocosm and in the microcosm, that is the nation, that is we. You know, if you're not advocating for the black woman and you're a black man, there's indeed something wrong with your internal wiring, like literally and physically and spiritually. You've been mind-fucked into attacking yourself. Think about that. Say it again. You've been mind-fucked into attacking yourself. In your mind, spiritually, you are a homosexual. You got masculine and masculine on both sides. Just fuck her all the way from the top down. See how stupid that sounds? But y'all know so much. But y'all master teachers, but you can't even deduce it on that level. And then you have the nerve to tell a sister like me who has went out and got this for herself. Ain't no man gave it to me. I went and got it for myself because it's mine as the black woman. I dare chose to not submit to the bullshit. And that's where it got me. You know, we need to stop playing. We need to stop playing. How you gonna want to be the teacher, but you don't want to go to school first to get the knowledge? It's no excuse. You know, there's no excuse for you to turn against yourself. And this is coming from a woman who I grew up without a father. My kid's father wasn't there. I saw family members whose fathers wasn't there. Friends and strangers, men wasn't there. But yet and still, I cannot ever say I'm done with the black man. I can't turn on myself. I won't do it. I can't do it. Because I get the science of it. I get that it's bigger than how the fuck I feel about how old girl or old boy or old whoever did you. You want to throw it all away. How small-minded is that? Y'all really need to think about what y'all say y'all beliefs are and the ignorance that you let roll off your tongue. And I say ignorance because the root of that is ignore, because you ignore all the science within you, without you, in nature and everything else. There is no new life. There is no new nothing without the masculine and the feminine. Two feminine principles together don't do it, and two masculine don't do it. So if you're serious about this nation being, and all you talking about nation building, and for all you that didn't know, this is the science of it. You got to do it in mind, and you can't fake and you can't front it. You can't lie to the spirit realm. So if you ain't serious about it, then sit your ass down somewhere, roll the fuck over, do whatever the fuck, go hide under a mountain, whatever the fuck. But get out of our motherfucking way. Like, and at one point, you know, I'm with you, brother. It's like, you, it don't matter if you feel like it should happen or not. You will be eliminated. They are being eliminated every day. We see our brothers and even sisters who don't get it right being eliminated in some kind of way every day. Karma always finds her mark. And we are going through what we're going. We are allowed to be going with us being the divine principles that we are, the standards and the burlers of all of creation. But yet we still can't summon enough power to fight this system because we are not in proper alignment. They took your knowledge. They took your culture. Okay, well, now we got some of it back, most of it back. We got key principles back that we can do some shit with, but you too stuck in your ego. You too worried about because, oh, girl, she cheated on you that time, and or she didn't wait on you and all this other stupid-ass shit. So you want to say fuck the divine feminine principle and putting out this negative energy in the cosmos to where all of us is suffering for it for generations and generations and generations. Stop being so fucking small-minded. Stop looking at things just from your point of view. Stop looking at things just from these times that you see. This shit started long ago and it's been going on too fucking long. I yield the mic.
Let me let that air out for a second. Let me now see, you know, daddy come whoop your ass, you know. You ain't supposed to be hollering and screaming and nothing like that. You're supposed to take it, you know. If mama got to come, it used to be, you know, the opposite when you in the optimal state, you know. Wait till I tell you daddy, and you're afraid for your life. Now, if mama got to come stop everything that she's doing, because mama is doing everything, and you on the list, oh yeah, mama gonna whoop your ass. Like, it ain't never been whooped before. If y'all seen Harlem Nights and y'all saw Eddie Murphy's character, mama took his ass out back. And said, I don't want no hard feelings now. I got to kick your ass. Mama took him outside and he thought he was going to do something. He got to laughing and dancing around and thought he was Ali until she put a hold to him. And knocked him into them trash cans. He looked over at the men and the men like...
Right.
So you see that there is a level of distinction in regards to what's going on and what's happening. So I want to take a moment and play two songs and come back in. And we can continue on with this correction. You know, we done ripped off of, you know, and cleaned all of the dirt from the wound. Now we got to dress the wound and put it back together for you. So we're going to take a little moment, play these two songs, and we'll be back. So if you have any questions or comments while we have our great mother here, Queen of Africa. My phone number again, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. We'll be right back.
One time for the ladies in the place. Ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, Mother Earth. Ain't nothing like a woman. Cause a real man puts women first. Ain't nothing like God of the planet, ruler, mother of the earth. Birth man from your womb, God bless you for the hurt. Beauty of the definition of it all, shit. My empress of the moon, crown glory I sit. My night turn to day when you come around me. You hold a brother down and make me feel okay. You ain't got to be a supermodel, slim figure. I love you as you are, you can be a little bigger. I can see your light shining bright from within. I can see divinity, I see it in your grin. Ain't nothing like a woman dressed in pretty brown skin. Picture perfect goddess to the world, use a 10. Heaven in your eyes, thick thighs, big hips. A heart full of gold, pretty feet, wide hips. I love the way you talk, hear the words of an angel. Keep your head high, never let the world
ain't
change
nothing like a woman.
One time for the ladies in the place. There ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. There ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, mother earth. There ain't nothing like a woman. Cause a real man puts women first. Ain't nothing like a head roller, finger snapping, love you out of show. Dedicated loving, I'm just showing gratitude. I love the way you walk, love your talk, love it all. I love your imperfections and all your little flaws. Your mispronounced words being heard so beautiful. I just wanna kiss you from your head to your cuticles. Take your heels off, let your back rest, girl. I can give a hell about your flat chest, girl. You ain't gotta be what others say that you ought to be. Every man was born from a woman, you were part of me. Hair did, nails did. Love it when they ain't. Give me good love and make a brother just faint. You ain't got to wear weave, you can rock it natural. Take your perm out, still pretty, that's factual. Bad to the bone, got a throne for you to sit. You my number one song, going gold.
Ain't
you
nothing like a woman.
One time for the ladies in the place. Ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, mother earth, ain't nothing like a woman. Cause a real man puts women first, ain't nothing like a light-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like a brown-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like a dark-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like an overweight woman. Got something I can hold on to. I just wanna put a hold on you. Ain't nothing like a good-looking woman. Ain't nothing like a good-cooking woman. Ain't nothing like you. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. Food, clothing, shelter, justice, freedom, equality. No camaraderie for America's crooked policies. Satan's ideology, educational toxic. Venom with their tongue, what they speaking is catastrophic. Me, I honor the prophets. Biko, Tore, Lemumba, Barashango, Elijah, Selassie, Shaka, and Kuruma. We were here before Columbus brought the murderers. Yeah, you need the proof, read it by Ivan Van Surta, my boy. I'm Stokely Carmichael with a black rifle. I'm on a White House lawn as a Panther disciple. Click, bang, that's for little Bobby Hutton. Click, bang, that's for those they kill for nothing. Like John Huggins, Mark Clark, Mr. Bunche Carter.
Yeah.
I spit it for the lost political martyrs.
Yeah.
For the slaves on a ship that jumped in the water.
Yeah.
And for those being slaughtered trying to enter the border.
Yeah.
Rappers got skull and bone in their vocal tone. You heart these hookers while I'm calling for Nina Simone. Mankind was really cloned off of Lucy's bones. Cited by Louis Leakey, from Lucy to the Geechee. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. We need a black star line for economic independence. We are the remnants of the pharaohs, commits descendants. One aim, one God, one destiny. Up ye mighty race, we've been slaves intellectually. They kill Pac for exposing the Illuminati.
Yeah.
They find books from the Bible like the Nag Hammadi.
Yeah.
They kill Left Eye and try to say that she was crazy.
Yeah.
All because of the link she had with Dr. Sabi.
Yeah.
I ain't
trying to give a lecture, I'm just speaking to ya. I ain't trying to be deep, nor am I preaching to ya. Are you desensitized from hearing the truth, nigga? Hate self, so it's nothing to go and shoot niggas. They killed Michael Jackson to steal his catalog. Why the garb just feed a youngin' some Adderall? They wanna drug us up so we won't unify. But we should organize, and that's real talk. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out an AK, Martin out a dream. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out an AK, Martin out a dream. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist.
A renegade in this game, revolutionary at heart, breaking mental chain shackles, I'm knocking down every wall. Intimidation, miseducation, self-hatred, miscalculation, like loving an open enemy that wants me eradicated. Contrary to reason, will remain the greatest. Ancient the times, despite the aggressive oppression, we made it. Obliterating minds, white supremacy, watch it die. Red, black, and green, one on my back, birth of a new paradigm.
Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out an AK, Martin out a dream. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out an AK, Martin out a dream. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist.
All right. We are back. Thinking Out Loud Thursdays with the Cosmic Great Mother and our mist right here, manifested in physical form. Queen Mother Africa is in the building. Phone number to call in 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Queen Mother, are you with us?
I say, indeed, I am.
So before we get into the next portion, the build-up portion, I do recall this monumental experience that was taking place out there in the great country of Texas. You know, I do recall seeing this magnanimous performance. You know, for those who don't know, she is the definition of master poetess, the definition. You know, she is the word in the definition. So I got a chance to see, you know, a little teensy weensy bit of this, you know, performance, and, you know, had me on the high for a couple of days. So if you don't mind, could you tell us about that experience? And if you would be so inclined to give us, you know, that magnificent piece, please and thank you, so that the family can get a dose.
Absolutely. That was a venue that I attended, an event rather that I attended. I was invited to by a local pastor of a church. Now, of course, I'm not, you know, a member of any church organizations, but I got invited because I attended a funeral there. A very close loved one, you know, had transitioned. So he asked, and I recited a poem for her obituary. That's another thing that I do as far as poetry, you know, locally. I write obituary poems, personalized and customized obituary poems for those who I may have known who pass on. So I had did that, and I had recited it at the funeral, and, you know, they were moved by it, and he asked me to attend an event. So I mulled it over. I thought about it, you know, because, you know, it was a musical, you know, and I'm sitting up there thinking, oh, man, I'm going to have to sit through all of it. I ain't did that, you know, and that over 10 years, you know, so it's been a while since I left. But nevertheless, I felt I saw the opportunity in it to be able to strategically teach, and also while also using the knowledge and the metaphysical jewels that I unearthed while studying Christianity, to be able to use it as a teaching moment to elevate and to give clarity and understanding to them, because although they think they we know they don't even understand right now. So that's how this piece came about. He wanted me to write a piece about racism, which shocked me. You know, I thought I was worried about what he was going to ask me to write about and how I was going to still be able to stay true to myself. Yet, you know, I don't want to go in there just disrespecting, you know, their place. I believe in respecting people's spiritual, you know, where they're at. So when he said racism, I was like, okay, all right. Then I really felt like this is something that I was supposed to do. I'm like, I can work with that. I can work with that. So I found out later that this pastor and his wife were actually very instrumental in the, you know, movement in the 60s and 70s when, you know, our parents and grandparents, you know, were uniting and stuff and had things going on. They were actually very instrumental in this area, or in that area, rather. So that's how it came about. And the title of the poem that I wrote is Come Out of Her. In their Christian Bible in Revelation, there's a scripture that says, come out of her, my people. I have come to interpret that as that meaning to come out of these different spiritual religions, to come out of this false church that we have, and to begin to build the temples within. So that was the title of the poem.
Okay, so would you be so kind as to let us hear a little something, you know, from the people?
Absolutely, absolutely. One by one, each precious fruit of my womb was picked from the limbs of my family tree. My daughters and sons, so far removed that they do not now remember me. I was the mother who rocked you to sleep, tucked in your sheets, gave you my breast for you to latch on and eat. Crowned by and from my womb with wisdom more valuable than jewels. And then they took you and sold you for dirt cheap. They removed you from your cradle. You became sheep grazing and made into lifeless zombies to be gunned down in their streets, systematically destroyed by the lack of knowledge that they employ against you. You do not speak the king's English, but from your mother you inherited spiritually sound, right reasoning, which created a deepening of their hate for you. Because of your cosmic design, your righteous state of mind, the way your Christ-like melanin shines, it's convicting to them. They see your fiery red eyes, your wool-like hair whitened from becoming wise, deciphering the lies that tried to say you were three-fifths of a human being when in fact you put the hue in human beings. You're like the ruined gumbo, your presence thickened up things. Springing up in you is a well with each season, new life it brings, and they kill you because of it. I know no evil greater
than the hate they have for your skin. They made your birth as black people a sin. There is no oppression more heinous than the iniquity they shaped you in. Psalms 82:6 said ye were gods, but they brainwashed you into mere men. If we would have never lost our connection to Mama Africa, imagine what might have been. You are the people of Deuteronomy who built houses but did not dwell therein. You are the children of Israel led to freedom by Moses, who was learned in all the ways to the Egyptians. Woe unto them that call good evil, that put darkness for light. Isaiah 5:20 prophesied of them. They took your African heritage, called it evil, and then the very thing they hate you for secretly, they covet within. Cut your roots and you forgot your first love was your mother, who was African. By now you should realize that a Deborah is in your presence. When Barack cried, how long? When Jabin's army did oppress them, he would not go fight unless Deborah was next to him. Black Israel won't win the fight till they complete Ezra's mission. Rebuild, purify, and fence in the temples within them. Elijah's fire falls when we drown altars with tears of repentance. We win this. Your value is more than VVS diamonds. You are the illuminating rays. All of creation awaits for you sons of God to take their place. And these racist hate filled in me, you shall see no more. When you return to your first love, the bosom of Mother Africa, from whom they took you and sold you for dirt cheap. Thank you.
Are we supposed to snap? Are we supposed to clap? Snap, clap. Snap, crackle, and pop. Or what we supposed to do? We'll try to figure out if we. I don't know. It's been some years since I've been in the poetry scene. I don't know what they're doing now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they're waving their hands back and forth like they're giving applause to somebody who can't hear them. I don't know what they got going on. You understand what I'm saying? I was gonna drop the bombs, but I ain't wanna scare you. You know, it's been a while since you heard the bombs over here. I've been trying to keep it, you know. You know what I'm saying. So. Yeah. Yes. I love that piece. So what was the reception, you know, for the folk in there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Can you kind of paint us a picture, you know, after the fact, you know, before you went up there versus after, you know, you were done? Is there like some future invitations in the works, something like that? I know you had to rock the house, you know, from the little bit that I saw, you had some stuff going on. So can you paint us a picture?
Yeah, they were very receptive. You know, there were a lot of oohs and ahs and and oh, like moments of where the dots connected, you know. And I could tell there was a few conscious people in there, one or two, because of the things that they reacted, you know, on in the video. You know, you hear when I say Psalms 82:6 said ye were gods, but they brainwashed you, until you hear one dude say, like, no, she didn't go there. And I'm like, wait a minute, who are you? That's when I look over there, because I wanted to see who that was, you know. I was getting hyped, but I had to keep myself, you know, because I was surprised that they were as receptive as they were. I had an experience of back before I was truly woke. I had left the church because I hadn't found African spirituality. And I had attended a poetry night at a church. You know, when to make a long story short, the event like was cut short because of the things that, you know, myself and the person who I went with, you know, what our point was talking about. You know, that was the beginning of my awakening. So I was talking about things of awakening that I had at the time. You know, fully understand. But so I was really starting.
Can you? It's kind of like
computerized breaking up right now. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, really? Is this better?
Ain't no telling what's going on. Can you hear me clearly? Or do you hear like a buzzing, beeping type of thing?
No, I hear you clearly.
Maybe it's just the money. You know how they get down over here. So maybe,
right, yeah, something. We know.
Let me try something. I
don't know. Boy, the wires and the internal. It's getting hot now. Wait. Who brought that right now? Oh.